100 Word Stories. Good morning. Welcome to the 100 Word Stories podcast at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com. I'm your host, Lawrence Simon. Today is Sunday, so instead of the usual daily stories from me, it's your turn. I call this the weekly challenge, where I post a topic and you come up with the stories. I also make excuses for the poor audio quality, whether it's a busted-up headset or, well, all sorts of things. The topic this week was the meaning of life. We've got a lot of stories this week, so let's get right to it. First up, Muncie! And I hope he remembers to plug all the sites. He's got a bunch of sites. He's got a YouTube thing, and it's all cool. So you don't need to do any of that watching TV stuff. Just, you know, fill your life with Muncie.
Greetings, fiction fans, and welcome to the first prompt story written by me since the release of Ghost Rider: Spirit of Vengeance. Will the existence of this film affect the quality of my writing? You be the judge. The Meaning of Life by Chris Monroe. Life is what happens when you're making other plans. Though in my case, I didn't make plans. I didn't have time to, between my day job, the writing, the comedy projects, and endless drinks with friends. There was always too much going on to stop, focus, and make plans. Does that make my life less meaningful? The meaning of life is shown in what you choose to focus on, but I've been so unfocused. So I'll put it to you. What does this make the meaning of my life? I'd love to ponder it, but I have shit to do. Flash fiction at munzeestories.blogspot.com. Videos on YouTube at Munzee Sells Out. Tweet me on Twitter at MunzeeMunzee and tell me that I should read next week's story in character as Nicolas Cage using the hashtag CageMatch. If 25 people tell me I should, I'll do it, in spite of the fact that there's no good reason why I should.
Thank you, Muncie. And oh, I went ahead and tweeted a call for, yes, you can, Nicolas Cage. Somebody used to do Morgan Freeman's voice. Was it Chris Carlisle? I'm not sure. Been so long. Everyone has a little thing, you know, have a little fun, break out, try a different voice, stick carrots up your nose and read. Do something weird, just expand your boundaries. Although I'm not too sure how carrots have to do. Anyway, we have Zach Mann coming up next. So how many stories does he have this week? 1, 2, 20? Oh, just one. Okay. So we have Concentrated Zach Mann Inium. Is that a element? I'm not sure. It's the element of Zach.
Her house looked like that movie scene in which the bad guys tore the place apart. She said, "Zach, what are you doing?" "I am looking for the meaning of life," he replied. "How many times do I have to tell you that even though I work on Sunday morning, there is no reason why you can't go to church yourself?" "You don't understand." "Try me. I borrowed Monty Python's The Meaning of Life DVD from the local library. If I don't find it, I must pay a late fee and replacement costs, as well as a restocking charge."
Thank you, Zach Mann. You know, I thought about the story Stone Soup and how these weekly challenges relate to it. And whether it's a stone or maybe the bum takes off his underwear and he's doing his wash and then everyone starts putting food in there and it gets a little strange. And now he's got, you know, soup-flavored underwear. And maybe I shouldn't think more about it. Let's move on to Thomas Petrie. Here we go. Or is it Petrie? Oh, God, I got it wrong again. I told myself, just call him Thomas and, you know, Tom and, you know, Mr. Thomas and... Oh, God. Oh, well. What do you think, buddy? He's having a very slow morning. It's been a rough week. So, here's Thomas.
He strove to be the meanest, stingiest, grouchiest, smelliest, most dreadful man in the group. He hated groups, and this group of strict conservatives and all it stood for irritated him to the point of piercing a hole through his stomach with his own self-generated brew of stomach acid, thus threatening his life and causing him untold pain, as if he was shot through his middle with a burning bowling ball. He joined and tried to keep his words and opinions to himself, but manners and smell forced the group to disband within minutes of the opening of the meeting. Professor T continued work on her latest book, The Meaning of Life. The professor taught Philosophy 101 and beginning Zen archery at the local community college. An eccentric woman, the professor was convinced that her book would answer all the questions that people had about the true meaning of life. The first few chapters contained hundreds of equations and logic diagrams, totally incomprehensible to anyone that attempted to slog through it. The balance of her book was filled with crude drawings and diagrams interspersed with obscene caricatures. The professor's work ultimately concluded that the meaning of life was continually reductive.
Thank you, Thomas. And now a word from Jesse Firethorn. This has not been paid for by any political campaign, although maybe, you know, there might be a few dollars slipping under the table here and there, but still, it's, you know, I know it's campaign season and the money gets wild and everyone's spending on this and everyone's spending on that, but no, we try to keep things above the boards here at 100 Word Stories. So, Jesse, give us your best speech. Okay, actually, it's a story.
The Meaning of Life by Jesse Firethorn, with apologies to Cole Porter. Cole had the right idea, I thought, forking the gooey mass on the half-shell. Life's about the experiment. When Gabriel blows that horn, this prodigal will head home having spent all 10 talents, made blue lagoons of life's lemons, and battle-rammed every door that got in my way. These delicacies are touted to boost the heart, brain, and libido, and this oyster is mine. Slurp. Swallow. Well, almost swallow. All 50 million Frenchmen were wrong. This is disgusting. This is detestable. Return these to the bay, please, and check that off, D-list. Now, who knows how to dance the beguine?
All 50 million of them? Every one of them? No, that can't be. Someone has to be right. Someone has to be right. Okay, Jesse's right. Thank you, Jesse. Hey! And your audio works, too. Okay, I'll stop. All right, who's next? Oh, it's Tura Bregianu. Oh, yeah. This is going to... All right, I'm just, you know, I'm strapping myself into my chair. I'm ready. What do you think, Nardo? You're not paying attention. Okay, well, here we go with Tura.
I saw a sage who declared to the crowd about him, "Life has no meaning." And a second nearby shouted to his admirers that life has no meaning is its meaning. And likewise a third preached, "Life has only the meaning you give it." And I marvelled that each group looked fiercely upon the others and would come to blows. So I shouted, "Pshaw! One cannot insert so much as a cigarette paper between your beliefs." And they united as brothers to beat me and drive me away, then returned to their strife. That was the meaning of their lives.
Thank you, Tura. Although, I have some uses for cigarette papers. Like writing notes down on. Next up we have Scott. He's new to the 100 Word Stories, but he's no stranger to writing. So, this is going to be good. So, welcome to the podcast, Scott. And here's your story, as read by a midget.
Stanley lived quietly in the cheap suit his mother bought him as a graduation present. He spent his evenings carefully arranging his turnips in their prescribed order on the bric-a-brac shelf. He had carved them in occupational therapy, carefully contouring the surface of each to resemble a family member. He found the taproot useful to serve as the tails of kittens he wished to own. Stanley didn't work. He'd made his money dumping buckets of boner pills into the inboxes of the unsuspecting. Squishing the turnip head of his mother made it all worthwhile.
Thank you, Scott. All right. And thank you to the midget for reading that. Okay, oh, you're a good boy. Yeah. Want me to put a blanket down for you to curl up in? Make you a kitty nest? You're not sure? At least he's not throwing up. All right. Next up, we have Chris the Nuclear Kid. Oh, this is going to be fun. I don't even see the text of this story, so, oh, this is a mystery. I wonder who it's going to be. All right. You're going to find out just as soon as I found out, folks. So here we go. I'm going to play it. And let's... I've got goosebumps.
Poem of Zombie. I was once alive, living in haze. My friends and family called me Dave. I wondered and wondered the same sort of thing. Why do we live? Are we truly living? These thoughts went round in my head, and still do, even though I'm dead. I used to read and do good deeds, but now that I'm dead, I cannot go to bed. But before I go completely insane, start to crave human brains, I must tell you, the meaning of life, I believe to be true, is whatever will help you to survive and live honest and true.
Thank you, Chris. Okay, and next up, we have Lizzie Goodcough. You see, I'm trying to speed things up here so that you guys get, you know, boom, boom, story, story, instead of me babbling. Those of you are like, I like the babbling. Well, I don't like it. I don't like the babble. It sounds hokey. It sounds cheesy. It just wastes time and bandwidth and energy. We're supposed to be about conserving energy, aren't we? And I wind up with the hummer of podcasts. Well, Lizzie will get us back on track. Won't you, Lizzie?
Hello, this is Lizzie Goodcough. I have to apologize for my voice. I caught a cold, or a cold caught me. anyway, I'm going to try to do this without too much coughing and sneezing, and I hope you understand me well. All right, here it goes. What is the meaning of life, dear? He asked with a naughty look on his face. Is it the two of us touching each other, up and down? She had a severe cold and was certainly not geographically motivated. The meaning of life? He nodded enthusiastically. Well, it's having a sweet, hot chocolate and a bitter chocolate for when I need to bite my tongue, she said crisply. What about me? He pleaded. You don't taste like chocolate. You taste like damp cereals. Damp cereals? He asked. To which she rolled her eyes and said, Okay, pass the bitter chocolate. All right, and that was the meaning of life. This was Lizzie Goodcough. Drop by my blog if you like, lizziegoodcough.blogspot.com. Talk to you next week. Bye.
Yay! Chocolate! I don't have any around here. I need to go get some chocolate a little later. All right, well, I'm going to add that to the shopping list. I didn't go shopping yesterday. Usually I do a Kroger walk on Saturday, but, well, you know the reason. I'll go on it today. All right, you're going to be okay without me around here? Okay. I'll put a little blanket down for you to curl up in. You can curl up in your kitty nest. You know, 'cause you're going to sleep anyway. I know. All right. Well, we got another one here. This one is from someone new, and it's a Sail to Byzantium, but they wrote on the topic of crack. You know, I really ought to do an encore show where when folks write on the previous topic by mistake, to just, you know, hey, and we got ourselves an encore presentation of the previous weekly challenge. And then, you know, put all the stuff like Treed last week. Well, this week it's Sail to Byzantium. But let's encourage her and, you know, keep writing. And hopefully she doesn't write about the meaning of life next week. Next week's topic is, I don't want to ruin the surprise. Although it's already been posted by the time you've heard this. So here's Sail to Byzantium. And welcome. And don't treat this like, you know, I'm pointing you out. No. It's, you're welcome here, man. You know, sometimes people write stories that are inspired by a topic that don't even, you know, have anything to do with it. Like, oh yeah, that reminds me of the time when I was in Turkey and, you know, we were looking up some ancient ruins and a scorpion bit me and I bit it back. And then the story winds up being about biting scorpions. So, there you go. That probably has nothing to do with this.
I found the crack in the floorboards, searching for Barbie in the dark. A tiny pillar of light seeped through it. I examined the crack, poking my finger in, but I had to look. At first, it was just flickers of light with the sound of glass clinking on glass. Odd smells emanated from below like a cross between cat box and bad eggs. A man stood beneath me at a table. The mask came off and it was Daddy. Relieved, I tucked myself in again. But one night, a few weeks later, the lab exploded beneath me.
Thank you, Sail to Byzantium. And it doesn't... You could write stuff on Weekly Challenge Topic 1 if you want to. Maybe I'll do what I did with Tom and just when he does ones that are out of order, just, you know, make a whole feed of them. And then he's done one on every one of them, by the way. Do you know that? It's kind of cool. Although he went back and did some of them. You know, I don't think anybody's done every one of the weekly challenges. It's okay. That means you took a break. You took time to recharge your batteries, to put in a fresh potato in the potato clock of imagination. You know, that could be a story. All right, who's next? Oh, Tara Lynn. Oh, and she sent in audio, too. Sometimes people send in the story early, and then it's like, oh yeah, I finally got around to the audio. That's cool, man. Because it's like, it gets your story, and it's like, oh, I didn't have time to record it. Oh, no. And you're all freaking out. And it's like, man, just send in the text. The midget only gets surly when it's like 20 stories that have to be recorded. Oh, those days, I have to beat him senseless. So, here's Tara Lynn and her story. With a midget that isn't being beaten senseless.
I lean back on the rock ledge and dangle my feet into the cool water. The morning sun slowly comes around the corner and caresses my body. I pick up my book and open it to the bookmark. It is so quiet. All I hear is the water smoothing out the bank. I smell the leaves on the ground. The crisp air relaxes me as my hair lifts off my shoulder, floating on the breeze. I watch ducks floating by and think, I bet they are friends. My eyes focus on the page and read, this is the meaning of life.
What was the book? What was the book you were reading? Now I want to know what the book is. Ooh, can I get it on Kindle? Oh, wait, when I'm walking to Kroger today, I can go by the bookstore, too. Although, wait, no, that bookstore closed. Stupid borders. Stupid changing of the entire book-selling market. Oh, thank you, Tara Lynn. Let's see, who's next? Jeff Hema? Okay, Jeff Hema's here. Oh, Please find enclosed the recording of my story. I hope there is enough crap in this story. Ha ha! All right, let's see what there is. Jeff, I'm hitting play.
Hi there, this is Jeff Hema, and today's story is called Life. It was 5 a.m. when my cell phone vibrated. I opened my eyes instantly. He bought the farm. Call Mom. This is the second time I've had to go through this predicament. The first time I was 7 years old. I still react the same way. Never affected by the death of a family member, but by the tears my relatives drop. Undaunted, I woke up an hour later and left the house for my job interview. I feel just okay. Am I turning into Dexter? No, perished the thought. People come and go. That's the way the cookie crumbles. Thank you.
Now, you're not turning into Dexter. You already are Dexter. Okay, well, that's just... Hi, Dexter. No, wait. Who's that? I've never watched the show. Is it a good show? There are all these shows that I've never seen, like this this Big Bang Experiment. You know, like, oh, I love it, I hate it. Maybe I'll just stick to watching that Walking Dead show. And then, what's that other show? Oh, yeah, the one with the comic books with Kevin Smith. And, well, that's coming up on Sunday night, and it's like, oh, I'm tired. I don't feel like doing anything. Oh, whatever. So, here we go with, let's see. So, thank you, Dexter. And, oop, we got another one here. This one's from Werecats, who didn't record. So, I guess I need to go get the midget. Here we go. Here's the midget. All right, you sit down. There we go. All right, so the midget now reading the story by Werecats.
When we are little children, we never wonder about what is the meaning of life. Then we grow to our teen years and wonder, what is this life for? In our 20s, we believe it's all about working, schooling, and how to get ahead in life. Throughout our adult life, we ponder, what have I done that is worthwhile in my life? The golden years hit. And there you are, holding that brand new grandchild in your arms. It is then that you realize you have found that this is the true meaning of life.
Thank you, Werecats. All right, now where's a grandchild I can grab? Wait, what about a grandcat? Come here, Bruin. Hey, Boo-Boo. Oh, he's just staring out the window. What about you, nerd? You okay? Getting all wobbly? No? Wobbly, wobbly. Yep, get you on the nose. Hey. Want to sit up here? Nerdo. Want to get up here? No? You're not sure? You're not sure. Okay. I won't bug you. I won't bug you at all, buddy. Okay. Next up, we have Buttermilk Panasonic. Buttermilk. It's all, you know, I haven't made buttermilk bread in forever. I should do that. When I go to the store today, I might get a pint of buttermilk and make some bread that way. That always turns out good. It's been a while. So, here we go with Buttermilk and his story.
Crap Mariner's 100-Word Challenge, The Meaning of Life, by Buttermilk Panasonic. Row. Said three times for emphasis. It's a call to action. Life's not a spectator sport. Your boat. You can't row someone else's. Stop trying. Gently. Don't be so hard on yourself. Try to take it easy. Down the stream. Go with the flow. The stream knows where it's going. Merrily. Said four times for effect. Stop taking yourself so seriously and try to have some fun. Life is but a dream. This one or any other is nothing but a thinly veiled illusion. So many chase the meaning of life, but it turns out we learned it as kids.
Wow, Buttermilk, you have such a lovely reading voice. Now, actually, that was read by Tara Lynn. This is the cool thing. If you don't feel like recording the story, you can't, and you want someone else to read it for you, just email it to them and say, can you read it to me? And they can send it in later. You know, because you send in the text, and then like, oh, yeah, I read this for... And, you know, if you want the midget to read it, well, that's just sad. Oh, thank you, Buttermilk, and thank you, Tara Lynn. Let's keep moving. We're getting a good pace here. You know, it'll be over before you know it, which I think that's the meaning of life. In there, right, Nardo? You're getting there, buddy. So, here we go with, no updates? Okay, so no updates from Tom, just pure raw storytelling power. All right, let's have it.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and tonight's story is called The Cruelest Cut of All. You're warm, fed. No one messes with your space. You don't even need to breathe. Then some jerk with forceps grabs your head, turns you upside down, and slaps you on the ass. You're the smallest kid on the playground. The bigger kids give you a ration of shit. As you move from peer group to peer group, the amount of unkind acts piles to the heaven. Your boss, ex-wife, and anyone having a bad day make sure you will have a bad day. Somehow, the well of human kindness springs eternal, in spite of the meaning of life.
You know, just the other day, some jerk with forceps grabbed my head and turned me upside down. Ugh, just, I hate it when that happens. I really ought to ride a different bus into work. Oh, thank you, Tom. And, that truly is the meaning of life. Every one of these is the meaning of life. Wrap it all up in a meaning of life burrito and take a big bite, folks. Okay. Oh, who's next? Who's next? Looking down the list here, I put them all in a folder as they come in, and then, you know, whoop, zoop, and then I grab out all the topics that people suggest for the next week and put them in the spreadsheet. All right, let's see. It's Guy David. Okay. This one's going to be strange. Okay, cue the music, Guy.
Paperclips. A 100-word story by Guy David. They were a paperclip company. When they created the paperclip-making robot, they instilled in him a sense of the importance of making paperclips. Paperclip-making became his reason for being. The presentation went well. They turned him on, and he sipped from a pile of previously prepared materials, quickly converting them to paperclips. Then he ran out of materials. First, the meeting room table went. The technicians tried to shut him off, but he converted them as well. Then he stormed through the building, converting everything and everyone. Then he went for the exit.
Thank you, Guy, and watch out for the paperclip-making robot. It's on the loose. I saw him converting a stop sign to paperclip, so you might want to avoid that intersection. Next up we have Bonne Chance Longfall. Now it's Bonne Chance, not Bonne Chance. You heathens should know how to pronounce things. No, wait, hold on. I'm getting a message here. Oh, I'd better take care of that later. Okay, well, I'll deal with that as I'm walking to the store. I wonder what temperature it is outside. Okay, hold on. As opposed to what temperature it is inside, because we all know that. Whoa, 48 degrees? It was warm yesterday. I should have done my grocery walk yesterday. Oh, God, missed opportunities. The meaning of life. Oh, here's Bonne Chance.
The weekly challenge for Crap Mariner. This week's word, the meaning of life. In times we experience some turmoil and strife, we find ourselves asking the meaning of life. Some of us in youth might seek elders for advice. Perhaps with age we'll get an answer that is wise. So once in that moment I went to my mentor, asking the old man, "What were we put on this earth for?" Grandfather told me stories of things he'd been through, of wonderful people and those who were cruel. Boy, you don't have to be a genius or even very clever. The answer is quite simple. You just need to endeavor.
Cool. He has need to endeavor. Okay, well, I'm going to go to the store and pick up some endeavor then. Oh, yes! Man, just that solves everything, man. Although, the endeavor, do I drink it, or do we smear it all over my body? I'm not sure. I'll try both. I hope it doesn't burn. Thank you, Bonchance. And let's keep going, let's keep going. If I keep babbling, this will take 5 hours, and folks will be like, "Oh, God, when are you going to shut up?" That's what I do when I listen to this. It's like, I'm the one who recorded it. God, I'm going to admit something. I don't listen to these after I record them. So that's why I apologize. That's the real reason why I apologize for the poor audio quality. Because I don't want to hear myself babble. I'm like, oh, why didn't I use the radio voice? Why did I put, like, emotion and passion into it? Sound like a dork. Oh, well. This is someone who doesn't sound like a dork. It's Botgirl Questy, who's sent a few revisions, and that's another thing you can do too. If you realize, oh my God, I could, you know, hold on, let me change this, let me change that. But if there are like 50 edits, maybe wait until Friday. But no, a few edits here and there, that's cool, man. That's cool. If it takes a while to refine, it's just in this day and age, it gets so weird when you can post something and then, oh, I gotta add a correction. Publishing used to be the last step. Now, publishing is the first. It's kind of cool, huh? Crowdsource editing and crowdsource production. Here we go with Botgirl.
Oh my God, he's right.
She said out of nowhere from across the bed.
Life is getting meaner.
Who's right? I mumbled, half asleep and definitely not ready for the morning after.
I think his name is Monty something,
she said. I had the same kind of fuzzy memory of her name, but it didn't seem an appropriate time to bring it up.
Anyway, Natasha loaned me this movie yesterday, and I just figured out what the title means.
I had to ask.
The meaning of life,
she said. Yeah, I went home with the waitress. Again. Damn you, Warren Zevon.
I went home with the waitress. The way I always do. How was I to know? She was with the Russians too.
Thank you, Botgirl. Now you know what I'm going to be listening to on the way to the store. It's going to be the Zevon playlist. Although, recently it's been George Harrison, Cloud Nine. That was a real smooth one. Came out while I was in college. It was like, that's a good one. That's what it takes, is a really good smooth one that's been keeping me going. Isn't that right, buddy? Yeah. You want some more kitty soup? No? Alright. Whew. Okay. Next up, we have Marie, Red Goddess. Okay, so we got Red Goddess, Talk with Marie, 10,000 Names, the Goddess of 10,000 Names. I did a story about, you know, the 1,000 Names of God. You don't want to know where the 1,000 wound up being tattooed. So here we go with Red Goddess. Take it away. Please, take it away. Take it away from me before I break it.
Hi, this is BC reading the 100-word challenge for Red Goddess, Talk with Marie. This week is The Meaning of Life, and this is the one written by Red Goddess. There are many questions that will haunt mankind for generations to come. Who am I will be the top of the list. What is love is another, and of course, the meaning of life will be philosophical icing. In this era of TV gurus, we have many masters to turn to, from Oprah to Chopra, but we're still puzzled by the contradictions. Sadly, we're left with more questions than answers. I wonder when one is economically drained, deprived, desperate and depressed, is that a priority? Whatever motivates one to get out of bed daily will ultimately reveal how they live through the meanings. And I read this because I really feel badly for that poor overworked midget that Crap has working for. I want to have to send out an email and see if that midget knows that there are unions. Maybe he should demand better wages and hours. He's worked awfully hard sometimes.
No, no, no. Don't unionize the midget, because it would be a union of one. I mean, how many storytelling midgets are out there? Not many. Not many. I mean, I had to pay a lot for this one. And, you know, midget chow? Very expensive these days. Very expensive. You know, without pets.com to buy from? Although Amazon, you know, it's kind of, but it's not quality stuff. It comes from China, and I think it's got some chemicals in there that makes them a little... Well, then how can you tell? I'm not sure. But anyway, thank you, Bonchance, for reading Marie's story there. And thank you, Red Goddess, for your story. You see, folks can email to the others, and they can read for them, and it's kind of a collaborative thing, and folks are like, yeah, yeah, I heard you on there. Why? Nobody likes the midget. All right, let's keep going here with Pamela, otherwise known as Mrs. Bobcat. That's, whoa, Google Chrome is unresponsive? Relaunch now? Dang, what happened? Oh, well, I like Google Chrome. It's fast. It's convenient. It doesn't screw me up like that Firefox was doing, and one day Google will overload it just like every other browser, and someone will come up with a new one, an even bigger company than Google, which is... Okay, nobody's bigger than them. Bastards. Okay, so now that the midget has gotten a break after Bonchance read that one, it's time to drag him out and make him read this one for Pamela.
Why? I still hated New York, but with half of the city's scum frightened to be alone in the alleys, I couldn't quit. Before he lost consciousness, one asked me, why? I was glad he couldn't see my face because it was blank. I had no answer. The next several nights, I wandered, thinking the risk. The late nights, no social life. Then, a muffled plea, scuffling feet, a block, an alley, a woman, a man, a purse, and me. And the answer, it was simple, and as I moved her away from the mess, rewarded by two words. Thank you.
Yes, those two words. Thank you, Pamela. You see? Or otherwise known as, you know. It's in the, Mrs. Bobcat is in the link. I need to go into Twitter. Hold on. I need to go into Twitter here and, you know, and go to here and click on the Twitter. Did you know that there's a Twitter account for 100 word stories? I don't use it all that often, though, which is why the password isn't saved. Okay, so MRS Bobcat. See, I'm doing it right now. And then writer as F. Hold on. We got the lab results. You are not a cat. That doesn't make any sense. Okay, so I'm looking at similar, and I could do all sorts of... Nathan Lowell? Who's Nathan Lowell? This gets so confusing. This is why I don't go into Twitter often. Okay, I go into Twitter all the time. I admit it. I just don't want people to know. Okay, who to follow? Ooh, it's suggesting who to follow. This is going to be fun. So, Chris Fixed Kitty? There's some really weird names here. Ooh, this is a podcaster. Let's click on them. And... I teach a class on Firefly. There's some really funny ones here. Okay, pardon for the typos, and they spelled typos wrong. That's funny. All right, well, now that I've scrolled all the way down the... Oh, wait. I retired at 35, built a self-contained cabin, solar panels, I brew biofuel, wind generators, surrounded on three sides by swamp. What's on the fourth side? Tell me, what's on the fourth side? Break down the fourth wall. All right, I should just close this out and get back to getting this podcast done. You see, I get distracted, and then this thing winds up being 2 hours long. So, here's Danny with his story, and I think the donkey's back. Watch out.
Hello, hello, Danny Dwyer here with Weekly Challenge 305, The Meaning of Life. I can't say this story is going to shed much light on it, but it's a personal favorite because I'm bringing back one of my favorite donkeys to tell the story. His name is Meatloaf Flying Spaceship. So have fun with the following story. Under Weekly Challenge 305, it's called The Meaning of Life. My fictional son and I were making our escape from my violent non-fictional ex-wife across the Arizona desert on the back of a donkey named Meatloaf Flying Spaceship. I asked aloud, "What is the meaning of life?" Meatloaf responded, which left me stunned. I had no idea the donkey could speak. "Life would be more meaningful if you guys would get your fat asses off my back so I could breathe." We quickly obliged. The donkey continued, "I think all of our lives will have more meaning if we just keep fleeing from your crazy ex-wife." After spotting my ex-wife in the distance, I quickly agreed.
Yes, I think after all this time, all these stories, I think we have found the meaning of life. Get your fat asses off my back. I'm going to make bumper stickers with that and then put them on the butts of donkeys. Thank you, Danny. You know, that gives me an idea. I'm going to go to Treebeard's, and when they have Meatloaf special, put a post-it note under it that says Flying Spaceship. Take a picture of it. Let's see if I remember to do that Monday. If I don't remember to do that, someone remind me to do that Monday. Send me a tweet or an email saying, "You should do the Flying Spaceship thing." I forget some things sometimes. Right, who's next? Uncle Monster, Clifford. He has so many names, but only one story this week. And one story to give, and a story to tell. Uncle Monster, tell us a story.
Marie's Quest by Clifford Lowe.
I found it!
Found what?
The meaning of life.
Oh, really? Fortune cookie or box of Cracker Jacks?
Neither. I did the pilgrimage and found the guru. He's lived alone in a cave for 30 years meditating on it.
Okay, I'll bite. What did he say?
Sex!
Sex?
Yep, wild, passionate sex.
Really? That's right. A guy who's been alone in a cave for years thinks sex is the meaning of life. Did he tell you this or show you?
Well, both. Why?
Oh, Marie.
Do you think he was taking advantage of me?
It's Clown College all over again.
Ah, Clown College. I didn't go to Clown. I probably should have gone to Clown College. Thank you, Uncle Monster. You know, hold on. We've got a late entry. Treed slipped one in. Treed's been pushing the envelope here, man. All right, Treed. Oh, we now have 26 stories this week. Okay, I messed up this week. Sure, just getting to the end of this week, so no problem. Yay. And LS and send. So all of you now know my secret correspondence with Treed. By the way, oh no, he sent it in a doc format. All right. But we'll get to that in a few minutes or the way I'm going a few hours. Next up, it's Norval Joe. So here we go with Norval Joe. I say here we go a lot. And take it away, and let's hear from. I need some new phrases. Put in the comments some new phrases I could use. You don't ever use the comments. I need a new phrase for that, too. Oh, well.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of the Flying Island Press and of The Price of Friendship, available at podiobooks.com. And this is my entry for the weekly challenge number 300 and something. I've lost track somehow. I think I said 303 last week, but this could be 305 with the prompt of the meaning of life. And trying to give my life some meaning here, I will just be quiet and not be quiet, but read my story. Here we go. Owen looked from his uncle to Cindy's grandfather and beyond to the unknown woman brooding by the door. "I'm engaged to Cindy?" he asked. "When were you going to tell me?" "Owen," the dark woman said, "my name is Sharika. I'm the wizardess who hid you here. You and Cindy must be presented together on her 16th birthday, or all our effort, indeed, your very lives, would have been without meaning." "So," Owen said, "we have to find where the princess is hidden, get her, and get back by her birthday?" "That's right, Owen," Sharika said. "You have 42 days. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. Boom, boom, boom.
42. What's so important about that number? I'm not sure. Naruto, what do you think? He's tucked up and taking a nap. He's not looking at me. I need a new podcat. Well, Ms. Bruin doesn't sit up here all that much. And Mist, well, she's in a nutcase. I see where she's asleep. Paws in the air. Splat cat. Thank you, Norval Joe. Next up is... We're getting close to the end here. Getting close to the end, I know. If you're doing this while driving to work, just drive in circles in the parking lot there. And if anyone gets in your way, run them down. Steven the Nuclear Man. Oh, this is going to be fun. All right, let's light some incense, folks. Sandalwood.
Steven the Nuclear Man here. I'm going to keep the self-promotion rather short. Why? Because there's links to all the crap I do from Steven Sauce, that's SAUS.com. On with the story.
Father, what is the meaning of life?
He sat back on his bench, running a hand through his thinning hair. He knew. He knew the touch of her hair and hands on his back. He knew the glow of her skin in morning sunlight, the spice smell of her sweat, the way the universe hid inside her eyes when she said she loved him. It is, he lied through the screen, to love the Lord God with all our heart, all our mind, and all our soul. Father Adam closed the panel, sat back, and remembered Lilith as he wept.
No, don't keep it short. Fill up the podcast with self-promotion. That's what it's all about. Since I don't pay anything to anyone, ever, including when I steal from the grocery store, I think that it should all be done by promotion, because I don't make anything off of this. Now, if you're, say, a large, you know, game company, and you want free marketing material for stuff that you profit off of, okay, I think that's kind of scummy. But no, with this, promote all you want, although if you're making it convenient, that's nice of you too. That is kind of nice of Stephen. What am I talking about? I'm a little confused. I didn't make any coffee. I had coffee in Bailey's yesterday, and I'm Still sobering up. I'm going to have a fun time on the way to the grocery store, huh? You okay, buddy? All right. Let's go with the next story here, and that is by Treed. You got it in just in the nick of time.
The meaning of life? Yes, Bob, the meaning of life. Well, Dave, you contemplating the meaning of life is, well, quite frightening. Frightening? Yeah, means you're actually thinking. Scary thought, I know, not of, Dave. Bob? Dave? You ended that sentence with a preposition. Why, Dave, I did not know you knew what that was. Not funny, Bob. I'm sorry, Dave. Now, back to the point. Which is? The meaning of life. I don't actually have an answer for you, Dave, but I do have the answer to life, the universe, and everything. Really? What is it? 42.
Thank you. Treed! What is it with this 42 stuff? I mean, I know I'm 42, but come on, folks. Do you have to rub it in? I don't feel... Well, okay, I do feel old when I try walking somewhere, and it's like, oh, God. I should not have had those famous cookies. Or, like, you know, someone points at, hey, Grandpa, and it's like, what? I don't even have kids. Whatever. You know, the university I went to, they wanted to ask me, do some sort of interview of, what have you done with your life? And all the fun stuff. And there are all these people that are, like, sports heroes and, well, they're retired sports heroes because, you know, when you're 42, you're pretty much done. But oh, you can go into broadcasting. But the dude that was the quarterback, you know, there's astronauts, there's doctors, there's all sorts of lawyers, and God, too many lawyers. And it just, what have I done? I've written goofy stories of cats that are, well, they're cats. Got married, did some work for here and there, but really, what's the point? And they're like, you know, oh, we really want to interview. And it's like, why? Go interview the quarterbacks and the astronauts and the quarterback astronauts. And they're like, no, we really insist. It's for the centennial. I'm like, come on. I don't want to do this. Ring me up when it's the bicentennial. So, there you go. If they're listening to this stuff, you know, actually researching what I'm into, and bother going 53 minutes into this podcast, now they got my answer. What's the point? What, in 100 years people are going to look at it? I turned down a service award in college because I didn't want my name up on the wall. Because I looked at all the other names up on the wall from years and years past and thought, okay, it's a name on the wall. Is that all life is? Just a name? On a wall? On a stone? Maybe. Let's think about it for a bit while Planet Z shares a story.
The meaning of life? It's just a fucking cereal. There's no hidden messages in there at all. No ulterior motives. If you pour it out on the table, it's not going to resolve any deep mysteries of the universe. Just put it in a goddamn bowl, pour some milk over it, and eat it. I don't care if Mikey likes it or not. Fuck Mikey. All that matters is you in this bowl of cereal. Eating it, won't make you complete. It's just a part of a complete breakfast. Quit making it such a big deal. Pass the orange juice.
And there you have it. A bunch of really good stories about the meaning of life. Thank you to everyone who is a part of the weekly challenge this week on the 100 Word Stories podcast. You can go to the website at podcasting.isfullofcrap.com for links to the actors. Actors? Actors? Are we actors? I'm not sure. Could be authors. The test of the test? Text? Man, I need to put on my glasses. The text of the stories, an archive of shows, social network sharing options? oh, sharing options, and a whole bunch of other stuff. Okay, I wrote stuff there. The more people see this on Google+, Facebook, and Twitter, the more explaining you'll have to do with your campaign manager when you run for Congress in a few years. Until next week. Until next week, when the topic will be games. I should do another take of this. Who cares? No one's listening at this point. Anyway, thank you for listening. And as always, keep it brief.